News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
New CSO stats predicting a population increase for the whole country, but at least 10% for Cork and Kerry over the next 20 years. And here to break down why is Evelyn Mahon, who's Professor Emeritus with the School of Sociology and Social Policy at Trinity College in Dublin. Evelyn, this is a really interesting, that CSO is actually a mine of really interesting information, in fairness to them. But the population increase, the rural one, explain to us, Cork and Kerry, why do we think this is happening?
Yeah, this is a very good an article in the Examiner, and it actually is based on, as you say, the wonderful Central Statistics Office, who just the last day posted a regional population projections looking at what the population of Ireland is likely to be like by 2042. So in fact, it's based on what on regional areas called, we're not very familiar with them, but we will be hearing more about them. They're what they call the eight nuts regions. So they're slightly larger than, the usual, just we used to really just count populations in cities.
Uh-huh.
But in this area, they have divided the country up into eight units. And the Examiner actually is very excited about the growth in Cork and Kerry, which includes really Cork City. And the counties Kerry and Cork, and anticipates this population increase. Now, population prediction is not an exact science. It's extremely difficult. Normally, Ireland was a very simple one. It counted babies born and how many more were born than people died for population increase. And the other big thing that used to be emigration from Ireland, because even though we had high populations, we had lot of people emigrating. Now, so since what they've done in this particular prediction is they've looked at the most recent big changes in Ireland, where Ireland has become a country where people migrate to. So we have, as we know, lots of people coming into the country, and it's this migration figures and how they're likely to continue to be the same or whether they're going to increase or decrease, that this new report from the Central Statistics Office has actually produced. So it actually sets up a group, they look at the population, and then an expert group say, well, look at what do we need to do to predict what the population
and
growth
Evelyn,
will be in these areas.
Just because of time constraints, the regions look like they are going, the cities are also going to grow, but it looks like there is a kind of a net migration out of Dublin to the regions. Is that changing?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, changing demographics.
We've had that for years.
Cost of living in Dublin, working from home?
But in Dublin, you see, they just go to the neighbouring counties. You know, it's Kildare, Meath, Wicklow and Louth.
Sure.
So that area, in fact, is probably going to still have the biggest population development, what they call the kind of mid-east region of Dublin, outside Dublin. But Kerry then and Cork, they're in the southwest, and that's what they're quite excited about there. Those regions will grow a lot as well in the next...
I think the hinterland counties of Dublin are growing by about 16%, but this is
10%
though.
They're going to grow.
We have seen previously dwindling populations in many rural communities. People can't keep their schools open, you know, the way they've lost their GP or their post office, all of those things. So this is a reversal of that. And just in brief, before I leave you go, is this a reflection of the expense of living in that mid-east area and also to do with changing hybrid working conditions, etc.?
Well, I think some of that movement is, but the main factor that's causing a lot of this is actually new migrants coming into the country and also people moving out. So there are certainly people, there will be growth in areas. And actually, it's kind of a useful planning device, I think, for people as well to anticipate where people are going to live and maybe have attractions for them. I mean, you need a kind of university, hospital, these kind of areas attract, and jobs, of course, like data centres is an obvious one that people are thinking a lot about, to attract people to the regions. But the actual expansion is really still pretty much as it used to be in the past. And what they find a little bit unpredictable is the number of the increase in population due to migration. We have a very active lots of people coming into Ireland, but we also have lots of Irish people leaving.
Yeah.
And those factors, Irish people leaving, are related to some of the factors we have for cities and house prices, way people work. So it does open up lots of discussion in those areas too.
Thank you very much for all of that. That is Evelyn Mahon, Professor Emeritus with the School of Sociology and Social Policy at Trinity College in Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.